This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Thursday, August 3rd, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Insurance premiums get focus. China's growing import appetite and FDA eyes alternative for antibiotic data. Lawmakers push to expand crop insurance. Farmers and bankers are pressing lawmakers to maintain and even expand access to crop insurance through the next farm bill. That was the theme again yesterday when the House Agriculture Committee held its latest listening session, this time in Minnesota. We want every farmer of every commodity in all regions of the country to participate in crop insurance the same way that we do in Minnesota, said Richard Siverson. He's president of the Minnesota Corn Growers Association. In some places, that may mean lowering deductibles or pushing USDA's risk management agency and the private sector to be more aggressive in developing products, he said. Howard Olson, a senior vice president of government and public affairs with the Ag County Farm Credit Services, suggested Congress reduce farmer premiums on higher levels of crop insurance coverage in areas such as northern Minnesota, North Dakota, and Pennsylvania. The 85% coverage level is used considerably in southern Minnesota, Illinois, Iowa, and so on, but it's too expensive in other parts of the country where farmers are purchasing at the 75% and lower levels, Olson told lawmakers. Increasing the premium support for the 80 and 85% coverage levels will allow farmers to insure at the higher levels, he said. By the way, the listening sessions often turn up issues that seldom surface at more formal hearings in D.C. Yesterday, no exception. Adam Ulbrich of the Minnesota Bison Association urged lawmakers to stop imported water buffalo meat from being labeled buffalo. Just call it water buffalo and we're all good, Ulbrich said. Elsewhere, in a Zoom call yesterday, Environmental Working Group, National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition, and other like-minded groups called on Congress to protect the Inflation Reduction Act funding that's earmarked for conservation programs. A farm bill that doesn't protect the Inflation Reduction Act funding puts farmers and ranchers not only at a disadvantage, but in a position where their livelihoods are threatened, said NSAC Policy Director Mike Lavender. FAS, China's ag imports up this year despite a sluggish economy. China's economy isn't recovering post-pandemic as expected, but the country's ag imports are on the rise. That according to the USDA's Foreign Agriculture Service. China's ag imports rose by 8.3% in the first 6 months of this year. That's compared to the same time a year ago, according to the FAS. Import volumes were mixed with significant increases in vegetable oils and soybeans, modest increases in meats and grains, and lower volumes of cotton, dried fruits and nuts, and logs and timber, said FAS Bureau. Coming from Beijing, they collect data from China's General Administration on Chinese Customs, or GACC. China imported 52.6 million metric tons of soybeans in the first half of the year. That's a 13.6% increase from the same time last year. U.S. sales of those imports totaled 19.7 million tons. It's a 12.4% increase. We'll have more. AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000 plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients. Good morning and welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Ukraine wants to use Croatia's ports to export grain. Ukrainian Agriculture Minister Mykola Solsky continues his quest to open new routes for corn and wheat exports, and this week he was in Croatia pressing officials there about shipping grain from ports along their Adriatic Sea coast. Solskjaer, who's also hoping to ship grain to ports in Slovenia and as far away as the Netherlands, is still in talks to get the European Union to subsidize transportation for Ukrainian grain. Ukraine can no longer export out of its massive ports in Odessa after Russia terminated the Black Sea Grain Initiative last month. Russia lately still bombing Ukrainian grain silos on the Danube River. In other news this morning, FDA eyes using partnership to get antimicrobial data. FDA is looking at ways to gather and analyze data on the use of antimicrobials in animals raised for food. The agency can't require end users to report such data, but a new report from the Reagan-Udall Foundation examines the potential of using public-private partnership, or PPP. Working with the foundation, FDA has been exploring whether a PPP could balance the need for public health information with practical concerns of the veterinary professionals and producers who would voluntarily contribute to the data repository, FDA says. The Reagan-Udall report released yesterday says the limited amount of data available in food-producing animals, quote, makes it challenging to improve antimicrobial stewardship and to better understand the relationship between antibiotic resistance and the use of the drugs. Public comment period report ends October 31st. FSA pilot program could expedite loan processing. USDA's Farm Service Agency is kicking off a pilot program to expedite the processing of direct operating loans and farm ownership loans to qualified farmers and ranchers. The Application Fast Track Pilot Program provides an alternative underwriting process for applicants that meet certain financial benchmarks, FSA says in a Federal Register notice today. The program will be available at some FSA offices starting August 7th and nationwide starting February 1st. It'll run through September 30, 2024. By analyzing more than 100,000 direct loans, FSA identified financial variables and minimum thresholds that are reliable indicators of whether a debt will be repaid. Finally, here's today's He Said It. The Farm Bill is going to be a lift. There's no question, because there are many divisions in our country that exist. That House Majority Whip Tom Emmer, a Minnesota Republican, speaking at the House Agriculture Committee listening session yesterday. Emmer's job is to ensure that bills that get to the floor have the support they need to pass. Well, that's Daybreak for this Thursday, August 3rd. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.